ओम शांति। 11th June 2019, ट्यूसडे। टुडे स्लोगन, अ सोल हु इज लव्ड बाय द सेल्फ, लव्ड बाय पीपल एंड लव्ड बाय गॉड इज सेड टू बी अ ब्लेस्ड सोल, इमेज प्रदानी मूर्त। अ सोल हु इज लव्ड बाय द सेल्फ, loved by people and loved by God is said to be a blessed soul or blessed image. So the first is self-love, the second is love by people, and third is love by God, which is most important out of these three. Most important. Self. F-L-Y. Fly. What is it? Fly is quite famous. First, love yourself. Lot of literature and lot of books are written on just this one concept. First, love yourself. Every religion, every philosophy, every great man tries to tell us to love God, to love others. But the most important message is first, love yourself. Unless and until you love yourself, you won't be able to love others. So these two things are quite connected, loving oneself and getting and loving others. And the third thing is loved by God. This is little different. Whom God loves, this itself is a different topic. So first we'll try to understand this fly. First, love yourself. What does it mean? First, love yourself. Before you try to love anyone, first love yourself. Baba said, only those who love themselves, who love others and who love God, they become blessed image. So, when I say first, when Baba says first love yourself, what does it mean? Yes. What does it mean? Make yourself worthy. Before that, accept yourself. Accept yourself. Everything about yourself. Physical, mental, social, financial, spiritual. So accepting oneself in all the different ways is the first step towards FLY. Whatever is the physical look, one must accept that. Whatever is the mental capacity, one must accept that rather than creating a jealousy streak. Whatever one is socially, whatever one is financially, whatever one is spiritually, acceptance doesn't mean that you have stopped working on yourself. Acceptance doesn't mean that we have accepted defeat. Acceptance doesn't mean that I have stopped growing. Acceptance means it's a force. There are two forces, acceptance and resistance. So long as there is a force of resistance within me, I cannot progress. The moment I accept something, then progress becomes easy. So when I accept myself physically, I can work on my physical looks. And many people have not accepted their physical looks. As we were discussing yesterday also, people are unhappy with their physical looks. They undergo hundreds of plastic surgeries. and end up in some deformed look. So probably somewhere they have not accepted themselves. They try to modify, transform, and do so many things. Because they want to compare to others, because they don't feel that their nose is not good and their eyes are small and multiple things like that. So, somewhere they have not accepted themselves. That is another thing to remain healthy. That is another thing to remain fit, vigorous, to enjoy radiant health. That is an entirely different concept. Here, it's purely physical looks, physical appearances. So, whatever we are, accept oneself, first of all. Then second is the mental capacities, intellectual capacities. You see that some people are highly intelligent and some are not. Some people have very sharp learning capacities. Some children, you know, you must have heard about indigo children. What are indigo children? Indigo children. 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 10-year-old, extremely brilliant. They are known as prodigious child. They are known as prodigious children. They know something which is beyond their age. That boy was there? Google. So, these are some people, even sharper than that person. So these people are known as indigo. They are born with prodigious capacities, like Shankaracharya. At the age of 8, he mastered all the Vedas. So these are highly intelligent children, highly prodigious children. Now everyone cannot become prodigious. Everyone is not an indigo child. So there are children you will find like that. But then everyone's mental capacity is different. Some may have a very super sharp memory. Some may master everything at one go. And some may require a lot of time. But there is a problem with these people. Those children who are very sharp. What is the problem? They will master everything good very fast. But they will also master everything bad very fast. So there is a problem here. If they get exposed to wrong company, they will absorb that wrong very fast. So, everyone's mental capacity is different. I have this much mental capacity, but I will work on it. Somebody learns languages very fast. Somebody doesn't learn. Somebody is very good at languages, somebody is not. Somebody is very good at history, somebody is not. Somebody is very good at memorizing things, somebody is not at all good. Somebody loves philosophy, somebody not. So you will see variety of interest. It depends on where one is interested. So everyone's mental capacity, everyone's IQ cannot be the same. Everyone cannot become Einstein. So even Einstein, when he was a child, he received a letter. He took that letter from school and showed it to her mother, his mother. And he asked what is written. And the mother read the letter. That your child is genius. He is far beyond our school teachers to teach. So please teach him at home. So he remained at home. His mother said you need not to go to school anymore. So that was the letter he had received. That your child is a genius. And the mother read out the letter. After many days, after many years, mother died. And one day he became a scientist. And while he was searching the room, he got that letter. And what the letter was written. Your child looks like mentally retarded. It's not up to him to learn in this school. It would be better that you teach your child at home. He is mentally deficient. So that was the letter, but how the mother read. Mother read it the other way around to inspire him. So, not everyone will have. Everyone cannot become Nikola Tesla. Everyone cannot become Newton. And not everyone cannot become a person like Ramanujan, who is highly intelligent in mathematics. Everyone cannot be Ramanujan. But we should not also become like them. No need. You have to be what you are. So everyone's mental capacity is different. Accept that. Third, everyone's social capacity. Somebody is very much socially mature. He knows to interact with people. He is amicable. He becomes friendly. Somebody is shy. He fears public. He doesn't go in front of public. Okay. There's no need too much to become sociable. Except the financial capacity. Somebody is born with silver spoon in mouth. And somebody is born as a pauper, as a poor person. But out of poverty, many people have grown the kingdom of riches. So, it's not that where you are born. Somebody might be financially very good, financially sound, some may not be. But that doesn't matter. If you study the lives of all the great people, most of them were poor. Like this MDH. This is Masala, no? The man, he was very poor. Was extremely poor. But how he rose. And then that Godrej. He was a lawyer who failed. He was sitting home not understanding what to do in Mumbai. And when he read in the newspaper that lot of thefts are being committed, he thought, let me create locks. And he started creating locks. And one day he became one of the famous person, Godrej locks. Even God remembers him in Murli. He became that much famous. But he was so poor. So whether it was Godrej or whether this was this MDH, so many of them. So they all were poor. And later on they worked very hard. Day and night they worked. And they became so rich. So financially, you have to accept whatever it is and work hard. To earn money is not a very great deal. Yes, it does require a lot of efforts. But yes, there are people who have become. So everyone can become. What one can achieve, everyone can achieve. If one has achieved, everyone can achieve. Know that well. And spiritually, there's no need to even feel jealous that somebody, okay, but in today's Murli Baba said you should feel others are going ahead in remembrance, others are going ahead in seva, I should also go ahead. That's another thing, but without jealousy. Because even spiritually speaking, somebody is born spiritually very strong. Somebody is born with spiritual sanskars. As in Gita is it mentioned that Arjuna asked, who is yog-brashta? And God answers, suppose a sadhaka, what happens to yog-brashta? Does he become scattered like a cloud? This is a question by Arjuna in one of the chapters in Bhagavad Gita. And God answers, if suppose somebody is doing sadhana and he dies suddenly, is everything destroyed? No. In the next birth, he will begin his journey from the same place. So suppose a yogi is practicing tapasya and suddenly he meets death. So next birth, he will begin his tapasya from a very small age. Like Meera, she began her tapasya from a very, when she was a child, she got attracted to the statue of Krishna, which is so ordinary. In the entire Rajasthan, nobody ever got attracted to such a statue. But a small girl got attracted to that statue and she asked her mother, who is this? The mother got irritated and said, he is your husband. And that thing entered her subconscious mind. And she made him her husband throughout the life. So, these are the spiritually talented people. They possess a very high spiritual caliber. They are born with vairag in their heart. There are people who have to achieve vairag. They have to read about it. Or their wives should die, their children should die, or their relatives should die, and then they develop vairag. There is a category of people like this. And then people read many things and then they develop vairag. But there are people who have not read anything, but straight they are born with vairag. They have not read anything, but they are born with the memories of previous birth. And they know what I am, what I have to do. They know their task from the very childhood. Just as an avatar. It's shown in the Indian scripture. He knows from the childhood that he is avatar. And he is not going to get caught up anywhere. And he has to finish his avatarhood, avatar work. In the similar manner, highly spiritually minded people are born like that. They know what is the purpose of their lives. So whether it is physical, whether it is intellectual, mental, social, financial, spiritual, anything, you have to fly. Fly means first love yourself. So that is acceptance. First love yourself means you are responsible for your own progress. So you have to make yourself rise up. The first mercy is a mercy on yourself. So love yourself means to have mercy on yourself means to make attempts for self-progress. Nobody else is going to come and help you. I have to motivate myself. Self-motivation, self-inspiration. I have to inspire myself. I have to motivate myself. I have to work hard. I don't have to stop. Two ways diverged in the woods. I took the one less traveled, and that has made all the difference. I will not go to those paths where everyone is going. I will seek the path where nobody is going. Woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. That's written there in the square of Mount in front of the post office. So I have miles to go before I sleep permanently. So love yourself, work on yourself. Then fly means to failures, weaknesses, shortcomings, imperfections, flaws, whatever that is there in me, I need to work on each one of them and remove them. It is my responsibility. If at all anything is there within me, how that has come? In Baba's words, sanskars. So sanskar parivartan is my job, is my task. I have to work on it. I have to understand that this is the sanskar which has become deep rooted, and I have to work on it. So working on sanskars, keeping oneself happy, keeping oneself happy, keeping oneself stable in the face of adverse situations, keeping one's relationship harmonious is to love yourself. Keeping staying in a very jovial mood is to make oneself happy. So whether it is relationships, whether it is mood, whether it is positive outlook, attitude, whether it is learning something new, that is another thing. Learning new things. Learning new things. New skills. New habits. New language. New understanding. Everything that is new. New subject. New place. So that is learning. To make oneself learn is to first love yourself. I am elevating myself. Then as regards spirituality, to make oneself spiritually strong is to love yourself. And how do I make oneself spiritually strong? We all know. Whatever the lifestyle of spiritually minded persons are, I have to follow that lifestyle. If I don't follow that lifestyle, I'll become weak. People keep on asking that how should we become strong spiritually. But they are not interested in listening Murli or reading Murli or writing Murli or discussing Murli or churning Murli. They hardly go to center. They go to center once a week and they say that we want to become very spiritually strong. And there is no want to stop them to go to center. It's just out of laziness. So how can one become strong? They want to become strong, but they have no concept of... They have just heard about Amrit Vela, but they have never done. Or they do it, but very inconsistently. Or they do it, but there is no regularity and there is no powerful experience there. So when these two things are missing out of Brahmin life, strong meditation and strong inculcation of knowledge, virtues, how can you hope to become strong, spiritual? You see others and others, somebody you see is very strong physically, spiritually. But that doesn't mean that. You have to see how much self-control the person is possessing. What all tyag, what all tapasya, self-abnegation, self-denial. So much renunciation is there. And you want to become like that. You cannot progress in spirituality without tyag. The greater the renunciation, the greater is the progress. The greater is the self-control, the greater will be the progress. So, you have to pay price. Nothing in spirituality is free. You have to pay price. So, first love yourself. So, loving oneself means elevating oneself. Loving oneself means leading self-progress, self-analysis, self-training, self-mastery, self-contemplation, self-remembering, self-introspection, self-retrospection, self-examination. That is what is fly. First, love yourself. And then, to be loved by others, what should we do to be loved by others? If you want that everybody should love me, what should I do? Selfless service. But this can be misinterpreted as flattery. Flattery. Flattery, you know. Chaplaincy. That you should not do. To try to please each and everyone. That is not to be loved by others. Loved by others doesn't mean that you keep on catching everybody and start making him happy. Serve selflessly and you love everyone. Stay detached and you get loved. Loving doesn't mean to be loved is not a purusharth. Rather it is the result of something. To be loved by others is the result of serving them selflessly. Of having good wishes and pure feelings for them. Rather than resorting to lip service, flattery, or in English there is another word, sycophancy. Sycophancy is flattering, trying to please each and everyone. No need of that. Yeah, it's like a joker. So no need of pleasing each and everyone. Please God and everybody would get pleased. And third thing is who will be loved by God? Whom God loves from today's Sakar Murli. Those who do service. Those who love service, Baba loves them. So those who love service, Baba loves them. So loving, God loves whom? Those who do service. One. Second, those who give Baba's introduction to everything, everyone. This is the first chapter you have to do. First thing you have to do. Multiple times in today's Murli, Baba said that. Whom does God love? Those who follow Srimad. The answer is very big. It comes in everyday's Murli. But only thing is that we don't do that. That is another thing. So, whom God loves, that's a very high thing. In London, once there was a public program. And in the public program, there was a hoarding which was made. And on that hoarding, the name there was a picture of Dadi Janki. And in that picture, it was written, Dadi Janki loves God. But somebody was making a remark on that statement. And he said instead of that, it should have been written other way around. God loves Adiyan. So, why does he love him? Her. It's not that he loves her like that. There's a life of tapasya. There's a life of renunciation. There is a life of sacrifice. So unless and until you have renunciation, you have tapasya, you have sacrifice, God doesn't love. So, blessed image means Swapriya, Lopriya and Prabhu Priya. A soul who is loved by the self, loved by people and loved by God is said to be a blessed image. Om Shanti.